It's time for your AFN Kunsan radio update. I'm Specialist Jacob Nunez. Lieutenant General Scott Plois, commander of the 7th Air Force, visited Kunsan Air Base. During his visit, he toured several 8th Fighter Wing squadrons and engaged with various members of the Wolfpack about the Fight Tonight mission through open discussion. On a radio interview, he praised the 8th Fighter Wing on its recent accomplishments this past year.
I would say it's standard for Kunsan. Kunsan has the opportunity to really compress an entire, you know, three-year tour into about a year with the experiences and the opportunities that you get when you're here, both on the professional side of the house, like so leadership opportunities, as well as on the personal side of the house when it comes to like making friends. And all of the accomplishments that you just mentioned are just standard for Korea. You know, the runway gets repaired every 5 to 6 years, and they have to go someplace to continue their flying operations and maintain their readiness. Deployment to red flag, trilateral training, all of those things are just things that Kunsan does and makes them look, frankly, easy.
In other news, F-16 Fighting Falcons assigned to the 80th and 35th Fighter Squadrons conducted training sorties during an alternate departure and landing service activation. During the activation, aircraft from both fighter squadrons used a taxiway as their primary runway. Testing ADLS capabilities ensures pilots and airfield personnel are prepared to launch air power at a moment's notice, even without access to the main runway. That's it for this edition, but for more Wolfpack news, go to kunsan.af.mil. Be sure to follow AFN Kunsan on Facebook. Download the AFN Go mobile app or tune into 88.5 The Eagle and your local AFN television station for the latest updates from Kunsan to across the Pacific. I'm Specialist Jacob Nunez, and this has been your AFN Kunsan Radio Update.